Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with Tim Miller. It is Wednesday, January 7th, about 1:50 p.m. We are coming to you in the wake of pretty startling video and news out from Minneapolis. There's been a shooting there involving someone who appeared to be protesting ICE operations. ICE has been ramping up operations in that city in light of a lot of focus on Somali fraud and things like that. This person was killed, shot by what appears to be an ICE agent or a federal officer. And we're going to be talking about that because the footage is horrifying. But secondarily, but no less important, is how the Trump administration has rushed to essentially, I think, gaslight about what happened. And we're going to get into that too. Tim, you saw this a little bit after I did, but it's pretty fresh for you. Do you want to talk a little bit about it, or do you want to show the video first? To the degree we can show the video.
I mean, the video is horrifying, so I guess everybody, you know, you can fast forward 30 seconds and get to my thoughts if you're going to hear it afterwards. But I do think it's important to watch it to get context for what happened. So why don't we do that first?
But let's play the video and we'll get reaction on the other side.
This is horrible. It's an execution is really what it is. And the person is killed that is in her car. What we know so far from Senator Tina Smith, Democratic Senator from Minnesota, she's a 37-year-old woman, a citizen. Doesn't appear from that video that she is a target of this operation. There's a lot of protesters out there. You can hear the other community members kind of blowing whistles and screaming at the ICE agents. You do see the one ICE agent try to open her door and tell her to get out. The other pick up his, point his gun at her as she tries to pull away and then shoot and then shoots her three shots. It is reminiscent to me a little bit of the George Redis situation. I'd interviewed George Redis, who was in California in the past with ICE, and he was trying to drive to work, and the ICE agents were telling him that he can't go past, and then he was trying to reverse to get out of the way, and then they end up breaking down his window, tackling him, then he gets put in prison for like 3 days. Another American citizen and a veteran. It's reminiscent of that, and this it's just tragic, and we're going to wait to hear more about the woman that died. But this was an inevitable result of the way that ICE has been acting. I mean, you have these masked agents in what appears to be a suburban neighborhood in Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. There's nobody even making an allegation at this point that the driver of this car was dangerous or a target of that investigation. The spokesperson for DHS is saying that they were a protester who was a domestic terrorist or whatever. But like that rhetoric shows that like they consider that person just to be a protester. So they weren't there to arrest that the driver of that car. And so it's like, there's no need for pulling a gun on somebody that is protesting. I mean, the woman's obviously trying to leave. She does, and it's worth saying that the car does go kind of close to the guy that shoots her, but he avoids the car easily while firing multiple shots and executing her. So, and his life didn't seem to be in that grave of danger. And there's just no reason to have, like, why are masked agents showing up in these neighborhoods menacing people, carrying weapons, pointing weapons at folks? Like in an armed country like ours, I've been saying from the start, I've been surprised that somebody hasn't tried to pull a weapon on one of the masked guys just because they are carrying a concealed weapon. And this is just kind of another version of that, like, horrifying potential outcome, where if you have masked agents that are armed, menacing people going in. Like, there are going to be confrontations like this. All it takes is one person to act improperly, as it appears that this agent did. And obviously we'll learn more, but it's a tragedy, but it's a tragedy that was inevitable and predictable. And the administration's reaction to it is sickening, really.
Yeah. And I want to get into the reaction in a second, but I couldn't agree more. We've created a tinderbox here, right? ICE agents show up in droves. We're talking about thousands that have come into Minneapolis. They're looking for people. They're arresting people. They're going to get protests. The protests they encounter then serve as justification for even harsher means and bigger crackdowns. And it's a terrible, terrible cycle. With the specifics of this incident, look, I'm going to just channel what I'm seeing on right-wing Twitter right now, which is she was going to run him over. Like, this guy was right in front of her car and she accelerated when she was told to get out of the car. If I've had multiple people in my mention say, if I had done that, I would have been shot too. And my response to that is no, you probably wouldn't have been shot. You probably would not have been shot because frankly, the officer would have taken down your license plate and you would have been, you know, dealt with in a non-violent method.
Come to your house
method.
With a knock on the door, you know, yeah. Like, I got in trouble a couple of times as a teen where my mother got a knock on the door. And so I was like, was that your son driving 85 in the 40? Like, that's right. How you handle this sort of situation. You don't take out a gun and fucking assassinate
right.
a person.
Exactly. And I'm not, look, who knows, in the moment you're freaking out, so you think you might get run over. It was a proactive choice to take out your gun, point it into the side window and shoot. And not just once, multiple times. And if the guy felt he was in such danger, then why did he run after the car when it crashed, right? Like, if he thought this person was a domestic terrorist, why did he run after it when it crashed? Anyways, yeah. This and whole thing is
one more
is
thing.
Quite
I just
sickening.
Like yeah. this because why it's so pissed. Like, there is no need for this. Like, when I was on, in that Jubilee debate, one of the MAGA kids said to me, like, what do you want? Like, you want us to go to the door, you know, of the undocumented illegal immigrants and say, Mr. Illegal, sir, you know, you're not supposed to be in this country. Like, here's you know, a notice for removal. And I was like, yeah. And my answer was, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, there's no need for this.
Yeah.
But like, going after, again, if they're violent criminals or whatever, okay. But like, going after people that are in this country illegally, violently masked, intentionally trying to screw with them and get them and get people upset, you know, and raise tensions. That's what they're doing. Like, they're trying to raise tensions. They're trolling in their messaging. They're being unnecessarily aggressive. There is no, unless on this street, there was somebody that was a violent criminal that they were worried about, there is no need for anybody to be taking out their guns at all. Like, this is an immigration matter. We dealt with this for hundreds of years in this country with INS, where people, you know, sent letters and came to the door and say, hey, you know, and said, you have a notice for deportation. And then if people don't leave, you can go and, you know, whatever, and like, go and find them and kick them out. Like, you do not need masked armed agents going into neighborhoods, menacing and scaring people. And that's what these assholes are doing. And it was inevitable that something like this was going to happen. And it is a tragedy, but it's also enraging.
It's totally enraging. And on that note, I mean, what's also enraging is the incredible rush by the Trump administration to just absolutely gaslight about the situation. I'm going to read Trisha McLaughlin's tweet, but I'm more impressed, I should say, by Kristi Noem's statement. But this is Trisha McLaughlin. If people don't know Trisha, she's the key spokesperson for DHS. She's become somewhat notorious for just putting out utter bullshit statements that have no proximity to reality. And then people digest them in the moment because it's an official statement from a government spokesperson. And then like a couple of days or weeks later, it's like, oh, wait, that was not true at all. So this is what she said in her Twitter statement. ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers. And one of those violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers. That's plural. In an attempt to kill them. An act of domestic terrorism. Okay.
That's fucking ludicrous. It's just so, it's so insulting. Fuck you. This person died. This is an American citizen that was murdered in our country by people that work for your agency. Like, have some fucking respect.
An ICE officer fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement and safety of the public. I mean, come on, people. We just saw the video. Fired defensive shots. That's true. There were shots, multiple. I wouldn't say they're defensive. He used the training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. Again, what are we just saw the video.
This is a lady in a Honda Pilot. I'm sorry. Like the idea that this is a lady driving a Honda Pilot. Okay. Like this is a suburb. This is somebody who's probably on school pickup. Like this is crazy. Like the idea that this person is a domestic terrorist that was trying to use her Honda Pilot to kill ICE officers is preposterous.
This last part is just the most insane. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. I don't know if you saw the video. I did multiple times. Not a single fucking officer was hurt.
Nobody's
I mean,
hurt.
Did he get hurt from like the gun recoiling? What are we talking about?
Yeah,
there should be some commitment to just a modicum of truth and humility.
Read what Gnome said, though. I know we're going to play Gnome,
and you can take Gnome after this. Let's play the video.
So a couple of questions there. You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened, it was our ICE officers were out in enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well.
I mean, like this stupid like cosplay, like what is she wear? Like, why is she in a fucking costume? Like making this announcement, the whole thing is absurd. The ICE agents were not pushing their vehicle out of anything.
They're like, not stuck in snow.
Their vehicle out of the snow. No woman attacked them. People were protesting, exercising their First Amendment rights to express that they're unhappy that masked thugs had invaded their neighborhood. And that is allowed in a free country. And it strikes me that we, in the fallout from our coup in Venezuela, I saw a lot of accounts sort of the Trump administration pushing this old video of a Venezuelan Maduro tank like running over protesters in Venezuela and saying this is like the kind of horrible behavior that they engage in the country. Why we need to depose Maduro, who's horrible, obviously. And it's like, that's what they're doing. I guess it wasn't a tank running these people over, but they took out a gun and they shot and murdered protesters. We live in a free country. People are allowed to express their displeasure with ICE. And to have the Department of Homeland Security dressed up like Indiana Jones telling us that we are like pushing that the ICE agents were like pushing their vehicles out of an iceberg when they were just sitting on a neighborhood street is an insult. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, just like little things, but they matter, right? They weren't stuck in snow. They pulled up and stopped. They tried to get this woman out of the car. She says a woman attacked them, plural. Again, I don't know why it's just deeply bothers me that they kept saying them. If anything, the most generous interpretation was one officer felt he might have been run over. Okay? So it's not them, it's one. Okay? Surrounding them, attempting to hit them, run them over. Vehicle rammings had become rampant. This was not a vehicle. This is not them ramming another ICE vehicle. It was a car trying to flee. I mean, these little lies, they add up and they create this alternate reality. And the sad part is of course, it works, right? Like, let's just be honest. It fucking works because there's plenty of people out there being like, yeah, this guy had no other alternative other than to shoot this woman in her car because she wouldn't get out. And that's just the consequences you face for when you don't respect law enforcement. And the reality is that shouldn't be the world you live in where there's justified shootings of protesters. It just shouldn't be the world we live in, but it is. Anyways, I'm pretty heated about this one.
I don't even know what else to say. And the whole thing is infuriating. And I just feel horrible for that woman. And I think the tragic part about this is that I expect this stuff to escalate. I to be honest,
yeah.
I thought looking back at last year, as horrible as it was, I thought it was, I expected more violent confrontations with ICE than there ended up being. And I thought the protesters honestly acted like with unbelievable grace and peacefulness and kind of silliness at times, whimsical, like with the costumes. And, you know, in those early days in Los Angeles, I was deeply worried that there were going to be a lot of violent conflicts with protesters that were going to lead to greater crackdowns. And I think that we avoided that for the most part in 2025, and to have this in the first week of the new year, it's just horrible behavior by ICE and this response from the administration, I think is pretty ominous.
All right, man. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate you providing your thoughts. Thank you guys for watching this. You know, this is a tough one. We'll stay on it. If you like this stuff, subscribe to the feed. If you like this stuff, who likes this stuff? If you appreciate our coverage of this stuff, subscribe to the feed. Thank you, and we'll talk to you later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.